This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call Senate Appropriations Committee to order and want to welcome the Internet listeners and those across South Dakota. We're ready to start the meeting, and Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
Here.
Nessaba? Cronin?
Here.
Partridge?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Haverly?
Here.
White?
Here.
Wick?
Here.
Tiedemann?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum, so we can do our business today. We have two new pages that have just started working with us. If you want to come forward and introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from and where you plan to go after high school.
I'm Brock Brown. I go to Hamlin High School, and I plan on attending SDSU for majors in history and English.
Good.
My name is Jake Wiz Mendoza. I'm from Timberlake High School, and I plan on going to Black Hills State University and get an education, become a teacher with an emphasis on physical education.
Good. We need more teachers. Thank you. Good luck, and we thank you for your service for the next 2 weeks, and we hope you enjoy your time. We also have three individuals that joined us. They thought we were going to be taking up a lot of bills and appropriations today, but they're part of the Ag Unity class, and so I'd ask them to come forward, introduce themselves, and tell us where you're from and what you do.
Well, good morning. I'm Jeff Vanderwilt. I live in Mitchell, working here on at the Natural Resources Conservation Service. I'm the Assistant State Conservationist for Programs, which I manage all the farm bills for South Dakota here through NRCS.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Jeannie Hamilton. I am right here in Pierre. I work for the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service as well. I'm an assistant state conservationist for field operations, so I manage 23 of our counties and the offices within those through central South Dakota.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Brandon Kotke. I live in Watertown, and I work in the Huron office, and I manage our easements that we have across the state.
Okay. Well, thank you. We welcome you today and hope that you continue to learn through that Ag Unity class. It's a good exposure to state government. You can learn a lot. So with that, we'll take up the one bill that we have before us, Senate Bill 174, Make an Appropriation to Help Veterans and Certain Others. Proponents for Senate Bill 174, Senator Cronin, or is it Senator Haverly that gets to...
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill we had talked about previously.
Who are you?
I'm sorry, Senator Justin Cronin, Gettysburg, South Dakota, District 23. Senate Bill 174 was... a vehicle title bill for equal access to courts. We've got another bill in joint appropriations and some ongoing discussions as far as doing some of this stuff through the G bill. So, but I would like to keep the title alive and send it to the Senate floor as we come down the last few days of session. So that's my pitch.
Any other proponents for Senate Bill 174? Senator Haverly.
Thank you. This is Senator Terry Haverly, District 35, Rapid City. And yes, I believe in helping veterans. I am a proponent of this bill, so I would like to keep it alive and send it to the Senate floor.
Senator Sutton, as a proponent.
It's a really good bill.
He needs to introduce himself.
Yes, you do have to introduce yourself.
You did it for me.
No, but you have to tell us where you're from.
All right,
I mean,
fine.
This is the process now.
I'll follow the process. Senator Billy Sutton, when I get older, I'm still deciding what I'm going to do. but this is a good bill.
Okay. Any other proponents for Senate Bill 174? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 174? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. and move into committee questions and or discussion on this bill? I think we've already had that. We'll move to committee action. Yes,
Mr.
Senator
Chair,
Peters.
I move do pass.
Second.
Move do pass by Senator Peters, second by Senator Wick. Any discussion on this good bill?
I just think it's a wonderful bill, and we have to support those veterans.
And certain others.
And others, yes, certain. Okay, any other discussion on the bill? Well, Madam Secretary, yes, if you would please call the roll. Those in favor of Senate Bill 174 do pass will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Sutton.
Aye.
Nessaba is excused. Cronin.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
That would be 8.
Senate Bill 174 do pass goes to the floor. It's a good bill. The title says it all. Do we need a title change on that?
We potentially could.
We could, but I don't think yet, because it wouldn't be germane to the content. Yeah, it wouldn't germane to the content of the bill. Minutes. Senator Haverly.
Mr. Chair, because I do it so well, I would like to motion to approve the minutes from Senate Appropriations meeting on February 15th.
Second.
Moved by Senator Haverly, seconded by Senator Peters to approve the minutes from February 15th. What did we cover on that day?
Mr. Chair, we did our job very well. We tabled three bills. I really hate to go into what they were because they're gone.
Okay, good. Out of respect, thank you. Any other comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Oh, Senator Sutton, you have a question.
Were any of those bills mine?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I believe they were Senator Peters' bills, so they were. It was time for them to go away.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Sutton.
So you're right. You did do a good job.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Those minutes are approved. Any other things to come before the committee this morning? If not, after this heavy bill load this morning, moved by Senator Peters, seconded by Senator Wick to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.